Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
I can tell by how I treat you and my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her just like I love you. And I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama.
I keep my head high. My wish to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me.
Another day, another rhyme. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got you playing on my trombone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Feed them up with regards and take me. Trump tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a verse and an urge to rape me, wicked please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch game, can't wait for one of these. I see, this ain't no Rolex, it's the ABB. I'm hot dog, catch up to me. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I sit in the mist. But I was riding on fuel, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this. Like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few. Cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that gave you the blueprint. Don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%. Going off. Now it's showing off. Swear they hard but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a bigger Boeing. Getting like a coin toss. Too easy.
I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Apparently.
St. James is delivered. It is 9:06. TM Hymen Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us. Your hip hop informer coming to you live out of Ybor City tonight. What's popping? Hey, we up close and personal with Brains Davis. We're talking about the brains behind the business tonight. Jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, thank you for helping us to become that station that has 101,000+ listeners tapping in. Hey, we don't take it for granted. Appreciate it. All the way live from Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone out there in Team Hymen Radio Land. How's everybody doing? What's up, Tico?
What up? What up? All the way live. I don't know if Charlotte is in the building. I can't see. Is Boston on the show? What up?
Not yet.
Not yet. We're going to go all the way up to the DMV. That's St. James on the wheel of steel. What up, brother?
Yeah. What's good? Hey, Jeannie, you sound like you got some rest finally.
I'm gonna say 80% with my rest tank filled. I still have another 20 to catch up before I hit.
As long as your breath don't smell like Steel Reserve no more, you good.
The Steel Reserve is wearing off. Yes, thank you. Nut job.
Steel Reserve and Black and Mild. You know what I mean?
Ew, oh, that is disgusting.
The brain and Tina's breath. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Barf.
7-8-8-9-3-9-2-6.
Wow.
Yes, MC Brain. This is part two. Cleveland's first platinum artist tonight hung out with us on Monday. Back in a short view. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. Madam CeeLo Boston will be stumbling in here shortly. Madam Barbiturate, she'll be joining.
Strong chin.
Hey, we going to pause for the calls. Come right back after this. Again, St. James on the Wheel of Steel. TM, the Social Lab, and the crew. We'll be right back. TM, I'm Radio Live.
Cleveland, stand up right here. Cleveland, stand up.
Clipping my nine, living chip is the big chalk and fall in the nighttime. Gotta get mine. Ain't taking the shorts of the boss and top of the phone. Call up my nigga, stand at home, polishing the back 10 chrome. Got it this weekend hit, so bring your shit, cause once again it's dumb. Sit it on with a flip of bird, my wig to the curb, so I'm swerving, roll out. To pick up the 666 thug and follow the murder for robbing the blow pop. Smoke, the father may bomb so high, not coming to slay with four grenades and a gauge. I'ma play with the love, I'm falling the grave and life. Filling in me dry late, which part of the place and quick. We rolled up, bulldozed to the living room, hopped out of the car and started to blow up. Up, fucking a kaboom, it blew all the bodies all over the room. Them doom, and gotta move fast, why the purple's coming? Snatch up Miami, so nigga don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quick and not quite, cause smash be loving its money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them fake lift up, just making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheek for the green leaves, never kept me sleep. Standing on the grind, getting my stand down from a crime, and I hit up the 99, giving up that yayo, making me say yo, 20 nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211, gotta get what's mine, then bailing. Me kicking up dust on my trailing, failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it in the night, quiet. Bitching the check, a meal, and still be real, thugging on the clock, clock, creeping on the comma. Won't sleep till I'm done up, gotta blaze me blunt up, hunt up another plot and scheme, gotta make some great results, just nut up, what up? Gotta get that business on, even though the blue to run me, done me, feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Gotta make that money, man.
Money, man.
Making sure the motherfuckers don't see me. Now my fat's like a rock tail, yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my draws, I had to pause, and yeah, it's still motherfucker. Now my game is tight, tight as fuck, it's my game.
Easy motherfucking E or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stack my grip. I got to have it, bitch.
Make money, man.
For the love of this shit.
Let me down the 9-9 and you will find all of me kind. Check out the rips, the nail, drop down. Run up out of me hood, red. Like when I'm making me grip, with a me click. Rollin' with rope flips, that's how I be. Put him in mud, fuck him in pump blood. Got nothing to lose, bitch, you better respect rip. Or you best just check your slug, it's going down. Study pumping three rounds, gonna win him a gang. Fine, gonna make that money, man. It's still the same, that it runnin' things wild. In front of me now, while I take you up into a barrel of a gun.
General with me, say James, and we are here on Relationship Wednesday, TM Hammer Radio Live. We're waiting for our guest, Brains Davis, to join us tonight and jumpstart part two of his Up Close and Personal. However, in the meantime and in between time, I'm going to go over to my boy, say James, and see what he has bubbling for us this evening. Say what you got.
Yo, check this out, B. All right. I know this is it's kind of a phenom or just I don't know if this is becoming an accepted practice, but those that have significance, I recently had to, you know, talk to my nephew. My nephew's only 16. I had a recent talk to my nephew about this, and he was kind of upset because he was over at Shorty's house, and he had went to, like, go do something with her brother or whatever like that and came back in the room, and she was mad at him, threw his phone at him because he had a picture of another chick that, you know, he might have, you know, had some words with or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, not in a confrontational way, but, you know, may have passed conversations here and there in the past. But this was prior to them being together.
Uh-huh.
And she caught feelings. Okay, understand that this, you know, they're still young, emotions are still, you know, out of control, they don't know how to corral everything or whatever like that. But my question is this practice of going through your significant's phone an accepted practice? Because I know about how the mindset of some women are. And I had to deal with one that was like that, too, and that's one of the reasons why we had to kind of part ways. Her logic was, if you ain't got nothing to hide, then it's okay for me to look.
Oh.
Now, I don't particularly agree with that. Even if I don't have anything to hide, you know, you shouldn't just go find yourself being a busybody and go snooping or whatever like that. Because, you know,
right,
if you look hard enough, you're going to find something.
Okay, I'm right about that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, some rocks are best left unturned. Now, either you with me or you ain't. You know what I mean? Either you going to trust me or you not. It's one of the two. So, I don't know. That's just what's going to keep on the back burner, because it seems like we have our good brother, Mr. Brains Davis, formerly known as the artist of MC Brains, representing that Cleveland, Ohio. What's good,
well,
you guys?
What up, dude?
Hey, what man, hanging in there, man. I was caught up in this music for a minute. I said, oh, man, I got to call in.
Yes, sir. Man. I did that for you, homie. I knew that was going to bring you out. I did the bone thug.
No doubt.
Yeah, word up.
Yeah, man.
I put the curses on. I had the curses on it and everything just for you.
That's dope.
Welcome
man.
Back.
No doubt. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, up close and personal tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with, again, the artist formerly known as MC Brains, Brains Davis. Hey, we're talking about the brains behind the music. Monday, Brains talked about his relationship with the infamous Michael Bivins, and we say infamous due to his business practices. New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe, Boys to Men. Brains is back, and like he said, he's working on some new music.
Yeah,
along with
man.
Other things. You got a book on the way and some other projects. Brains, what's going on? Talk to the people.
Hey, man, I got the book coming out. It's in the fella. I'm real excited about it. You know, a lot about my life is going to be exposed, a lot of good, a lot of bad. One thing about me is I've always been real, and I'm not ashamed about anything in my life. Everything in my life is planned and formatted that way from birth, so I'm cool with it, and I've always been a pretty good human being. So, but it's a very, very, very interesting story about from night to day in, like, literally minutes, like, and then, you know, just, you know, they're going to learn a lot of lessons from reading that book. Also, a lot of the Hollywood will be taken out of the book. The Hollywood that's in there is just when I went to the ball and before I got back home, everything else is 100. But outside of that, man, you know, I'm doing the Brains Behind the Business thing, man. That's going to be something dope. It's just, you know, showing my push and my comeback and everything that I got going on. You know, I've gotten a chance to be a part of a couple of reality TV shows, man, but it's just a little too – they won't expose too much of the negative side of people's lives, and to me, that's not entertainment. Entertainment is something that makes you feel good. So for me – that's what I want my show to be about. Of course, everybody have their drama and their little things going on in their life, but for me, it's about the music and about touching different people. Like, I want to go around this world and touch and mentor a lot of the different artists and stuff that's coming up in the city, because a lot of them is blind. You know what I'm saying? So it's important for me to, you know, to be an example to, you know, my children and my grandchildren. You know, I'm a grandfather of four. I'm a grandfather of three. Yeah, man, three boys, man. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that grandparent life wonderful?
Yes, but they, you know, the funny thing, my daughters are, you know, part of the new generation, the youngsters, so they got them calling me G-Daddy, and I kind of like that name, so they all call me G-Daddy.
Yeah, I'm a Gigi, too. Yes, Cheryl Cameron. Hey, Cammy.
Yeah, but I'm a fly GG, so
that's right. That's
I'm
the only
way. It's just important, you know, that you know, keep healthy, keep yourself looking healthy, and you know, the a lot of the artists and stuff got to realize that it's more than audio; it's also visual. So
absolutely.
I want to show a lot of those things, man. Just because you're the dopest on the mic, don't mean you know you got everything else together. So it's about the full package, man. But I'm excited. Yeah, but I'm real excited, man, about getting on the road, man. And I'm doing so many things, man. I'm working on this kids album. I'm focusing on the children from the age of from kindergarten all the way to fourth grade. So we're doing an album for them, and I'm gonna travel around and visit the schools and try to pass off a good message. And then at night, go get busy with the grown-ups at the club.
Well, absolutely. Hey, boy, you talked about on Monday, I think Safe asked the question, or someone asked, no, Toya asked the question in reference to your past business relationships and how some of what you went through, how you could share with new artists that are coming up so that they don't experience some of the same things. You talked about the business side and you not being really, as a young artist, really not being up to par. What advice do you have for new artists who are trying to break in the game as it relates to taking care of their business?
Well, first of all, on the business side, off the top, before you sign any contract with anyone, make sure that whatever manager or representative is someone that knows you and someone that you trust. That was my mistake going in the door, trusting someone I didn't know. So it's important to keep family around you and teach your family the game as you learn the game. That's the best way, because sometimes somebody without the knowledge that this manager that you don't know have, y'all can hit a couple roadblocks, and as they learn, you'll probably be a safer route with the inexperienced manager in your family. So, you know, you kind of got to just get a team and grow together. And don't take these gifts. The gifts is nothing but a worm, and you the fish, and you bite it, and you hooked, and you got to build, and you go and work.
Advance out of your own account.
Yes, you go and work, you go and perform, and you do all these things, and you sell all these records, but you got a $300,000 bill over here that you thought was a favor. But that's not a favor.
Absolutely.
That is the way to reel you in. The best thing to do is to stay independent. If you really, 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 really just crazy for that TV or that magazine, then get in the streets and grind. But it is not the only way to make money out here in this music game. You can also make money in this music game by being an entrepreneur. And that's actually the best way to be now today with everything being digital. People are not going to the record stores anymore. People is getting on the internet. People is going on their cell phones, downloading, things of that nature. You can sell 100,000 units with a major label and you're considered a flop. But you can sell 100,000 units yourself on iTunes at $10 a whop and make $1 million.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, B, yeah. you said something very prolific on Monday. You told artists never allow your management company and your label to be the same entity. It was a conflict of interest. Expound.
Yeah, it's a conflict of interest just for the simple fact that your manager is supposed to watch over what the label is doing. If your manager is your label, that means your label is watching over themselves. So that means you have nobody watching over your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and like I said, it's important just to make sure that you got your team before you go get with somebody else's team. Make your team a part of their team. Your team signed to their label, not you, your whole team. Let them know everybody that's with you come with you.
That way it takes
away a lot of the undercutting and a lot of the sneaky things that they do in the business, man. Like, I traveled the world for over 2 years straight. Like, literally coming home for only major holidays, performing 2 and 3 times a day. And I was being told that every show that I was doing was promotional tour. Come to find out, my promotional tour lasted 2 months. I was on the road for a year and some change, traveling the whole world in America, Japan, Europe, Canada, for nothing. Just
well,
for the excitement.
They say show business is 90%. Business 10% show. So I mean, that's just the way it works, man. But check it out. We're gonna take a break real quick. We're gonna come back on the other side. You finish the story, and we'll get a little bit more to how Michael Bivens is a curse word in your house, man. It's not on right now. Team Hammond Radio. You're sitting here with the hottest internet radio show in the land. Don't forget it. We'll be right back, y'all.
New York City.
I'm about my shit. I'm about my click. I'm about my shit. I'm about my click. No hating ass niggas gonna take my shit. No hating ass niggas gonna take my shit.
I'm about my shit. I'm about my click. I'm about my shit. I'm about my click.
No hating ass niggas
gonna take my
Montana.
Gonna take my
ish. Ryan through New York with no motherfucking sense again. Hip hop police done got him on the list again. Did them f***ing go black hoodies and them Timbs again. If the homie miss you once, he ain't gonna miss again. All yellow diamonds on the link like Michigan. All money hit the club, start buying Chris again. Playing like the Bulls, pay the fool like rich enough. Broke got rich, got poor, got rich again. Had we the hottest, stuck in the blue Impala. Now, wear no powder, links, you see no collar. Took coke pennies and I turned him to a dollar. Told Frank I was loyal, he called me Montana.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No hating ass, you gon' take my shit. No hating ass, you gon' take my shit.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No hating ass, gon' take my shit. No hating ass, gon' take my shit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
R-E-M-Y, stay fresh, been fly, fully automatic, all these other bitches semi. Y'all pop like soda, why pop like gelati? The fake truth, when the fuck y'all gonna realize I'm the uno, single, one and only. You the same old thing, a cop and clone. You boots, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, phony. You're not my friend, my kin, my bitch, my homie. No, I don't know you, I don't owe you shit. Like 2000 in the mall, I'll blow you quick. See, actually, I practically raised you. I got a wallet in my pocket with your baby bitches.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hating ass, you just gonna take my shit. Nah, hating ass, you just gonna take my shit.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No, hating ass, you gonna take my shit. No, hating ass, you gonna take my shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, showtime.
Soon as I step out my whip, you start asking questions about my fit. If it ain't about no paper, not about shit. Welcome home, Remy Ma, had to shout my welcome. Never catch me in the trap house without my brick. Never catch me in a gunfight without my stick. Did a couple of your dogs killed like Mike Vick. Five heartbeats, yeah, good nights like this. Keep some bad honeys around, types I twist. Throw some extra money around for nights I miss. Might blow a little sour, but I light my piff. You a hater, have a party and invite my...
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No hating ass, you just gon' take my shit. No hating ass, you just gon' take my shit.
I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No hating ass, you gon' take my shit. No hating ass, you gon' take my shit.
Rocket with us inside Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday, but we'll call some personal part two with Brains Davis, formerly known as MC Brains, Motown recording artist. You know that dude with the platinum hit Oochie Coochie. Hey, he's back 2015 with a new project. Actually, new project coming out in June called Gemini. Going away a couple of productions. MC Brains, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, thanks for coming back to join us, boss.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know, I'll never mind spending my time with you, man.
Absolutely. We hope you was doing your push-ups to that joint right there.
Oh, let me get off the table. Word. Shoot, jeez.
Dave referred back to a comment you made on Monday about Michael Bivins being a curse word in your house. For those who were not tuned in on Monday, share your point in making that statement.
Well, they say when it's your first time around in the music game, everybody goes through this. And, you know, he actually went through it when it came to Maurice Starr, New Edition. You know, when they had a lot of hits, you know, them boys got mopeds and stuff like that for compensation for those hits and stuff they was making. And, you know, I guess, you know, you get raped, you grow up and you be a rapist. And that's pretty much what I think. You know, his situation is, you know, my name, you know, I got a Wikipedia. It's no secret. My name is James DeShannon Davis, my government name. And I called ASCAP one day, which is a publishing company, and I said, "Yo, I'm calling to check about publishing and money that's due to me for this project." And the lady said, "Well, sir, what's your name?" I said, "My name is James DeShannon Davis." She was like, "What's the name of the project?" I told her Love Is Lame. What's the song? So I started naming the songs to make a long story short. And she said, "Well, sir, you've been paid a significant amount of money over in Switzerland. Ain't your name James Arthur Jimmy Davis?" I said, no, my name is James DeShannon Davis. She said, no, well, James Arthur Jimmy Davis has been receiving a lot of money in Switzerland. So that sounds like a little money laundering to me.
Wow.
So if I decided to be, I just roll with how my spirit roll, man. Everything that happened to me after that, I've been blessed. And everything that I got, me and my family got it. Michael Bivens situation, me coming out with Uchi Coochie, me being signed to a major deal did not put me where I'm at today. Everything that I got, everything that my family got, everything that I got to show, I got myself. That situation didn't give me anything but a name, which I'm grateful for.
Hey, but do you still have the moped?
No, that's
no,
not.
That was them getting that. That was new addition. Yeah. But you know what's interesting is you mentioned, you know, the way that they were mistreated in their earlier days with New Edition. A lot of that rolled into their later careers too, because I hate to say it, but they seemed to go through the same type of thing when they were signed to, you know, Sean Diddy Combs with Bad Boy. It seems like every contract they got or every, you know, deal they got just went sour.
Right. So it's kind of like it must have seemed like maybe he looked in his mind that this is the way it goes. Like, you know,
right.
I went around this guy a few times, and I've actually walked in on him hiding mind reading books and things like that. And just the way he deal with his people, I didn't appreciate that. And as I grew up and got older to realize it, like, here it is, man, you made like $5 million. If you just charge $10 a watt for my CD, my album sold 500,000. My single sold 1,500,000 on the album. That's $5 million right there. Only at $10, and CDs cost more than $10 then.
Right.
That's five million dollars just on the album. I can't get a million. I can't get 500,000. I can't get 200,000.
Right. As the old school folks would say, can you just grease my palms? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, no one wrote those things. Everything Boyz II Men song, everything Michael Bivens song, everything that anyone sung, this 16-year-old boy wrote it all.
Wow.
And never got compensated for a dime of it. Just recently, I've gotten the ownership of all of my music through an attorney, and they told me if I want to, I can pursue. And because he did some federal stuff. So maybe Mr. Michael Bivens probably don't want to send him to penitentiary, and he might want to go on and grease my palms if I bring that to the table, and I'm thinking about doing that. But my spirits keep telling me not to, but it all depends on what my Gemini feel like as I keep going. But
well,
I'm definitely
– up in a minute. Yeah.
Hey, that's what it is.
You may change your mind
right now.
Tell
folks how they can follow you so that they can keep in step with what's coming up for 2015.
Well, right now I got my Facebook. My Facebook is up under Brains, MC Brains Davis. You can find me on Instagram at The Real MC Brains, and you can find me on Twitter at MC Brains. My website is about to actually come up soon, probably in the next 2 weeks. That's going to be gettingbrains.com. The mixtape is dope. It's out there now. You can find it on Dat Piff. You can find it on Nerve DJs. You can find it on my pages. It's called Dress Pants and Chucks. The album is coming second quarter, summertime. That's Gemini. It's going to be incredible. I just actually came up with Uchi Coochie 2015 like 2 days ago, so I'm feeling pretty good right now.
You know what would be dope though? If you was able to get up with Bravehearts, you know they had Uchi Wally, you got Uchi Coochie, you gotta do a collab on son. That'd be fire, B.
I actually agree with that, say.
Yeah,
that'd
no
be
doubt.
Dope, wouldn't it? The Uchi Wally and Uchi Coochie? Son. Work. That'd be crazy.
Hey Brains, I know you in the studio, you're in the lab trying to cook up those hits, bro. Hey, any last minute feedback, comment that you have for new artists that's trying to break in the industry, boy?
Yo, I just want to say, man, have fun with the music. We have lost having fun with the music, man. Have fun with the music. I know everything can't be real, but let's stop being ridiculous. Like, we, you know, I understand, you know, we got movies that's showing a lot of things, and we got, you know, and it's all entertainment at the end of the day. But let's just not be ridiculous. Let's have fun with it. Let's go back to the fun jams. Every jam ain't got to be about knocking your head off. Every jam ain't got to be about how high you got. It can be mixed up with a bunch of different things, man. It's a whole bunch of things in the world. Be creative, man. Make your gift God gave you something fun to do and just reach and reach and reach. And think out the box, man. Think different. Stop biting. Much love to everybody. I thank all of my fans for supporting me, man, and I really appreciate it. Much love to all my colleagues. U.S. Urban Survival, Beast Mode, much love to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for having me and spending time with me, man. I know time is valuable.
Hey, no doubt, bro. You just know you can come back anytime to promote the new music. Brains Davis, everybody, a.k.a. MC Brains. I appreciate you, man.
Word out, bro.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, yo, what's up, for real? Word on for real, or some real to real, though, they'll be. I'm really going to – I know Chicago and Cleveland going to see each other in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to come out to Cleveland and bang with you come May of next year. You think I'm playing? I'm a big Chicago fan, son. You think
I can say is LeBron James, man.
Man, whatever, man. He is sucking. You know it, man. You know he's sucking. The dude is talented. You know he ain't got no heart.
You said that, Brains. He might be canceling his trip. That might have just been it right there. Y'all little boys' weekend might just be over with that comment right there.
I'm just saying, B. I'm going to come find you, and we're going to hang out, whatever, out in Cleveland or whatever. And you got to give me the green light wherever we go, son. That's all I'm saying, B. I'm coming out there to Chicago.
Hey man, it's all good, man. And I treat you like family when you come, and I protect you from all these cavaliers with these swords over here.
You already know. I'm coming bold heavy, son. Already know.
Hey, much love, y'all, man. Happy holidays, man. God bless
every last
one of y'all, man. And I appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, it's 9:38. We're gonna pause for the calls. Come right back. You inside the Social Lab. See you by the radio. T.M. The Crew. Stay hot. We'll be right back.
Bad boy. Maybach. You ain't even got to count the money. It's all left.
For the things that the days bring, I'm after cheddar, debt, and money. Yeah, I chase cream, patent leather like I'm Puffy in my saline. I rock jewels like my niggas in the A-team. I'm out of space, can't you see I am an A-lean? My wrist A-list, Automa is ageless. Bezel lit up like a billboard out in Vegas. You can't be serious, baby, you know I'm on top five, but you send you to the most high. Dope boy, and that's even in the bow tie. Oh boy, cause you know I got them close ties. The last train to Paris, wheels like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. Rick the ruler, my moolah produced the carriage. Let's bow our heads, I gave you something to cherish.
It's that dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. To the rhythm of my love for you. Now it's feeling slow, and you know it's the end of the road when I sing that slow song for you. And love is nothing but another gun for you. And I would hide it in my helpless soul. I'm not afraid to go down the road where we go.
winner. Talking leather interior, oak wheel in the center. Money, nigga deal opium, still in the opium. Condominiums in the center of Ethiopia. Dirty money, all they seen on that phantom plate. Teeth, blue jeans, and it's treated like a cabaret. Fire shots, now they need a roll of yellow tape. With a Glock, make a scene. I'm the F. Gary Gray. Crab cake served chill on that Learjet. Whenever did he call, I know it's by the big check. How many bags you forget to get your chick yet? Know a sex good just by looking at my chick neck. All aboard. Last train to Paris. Wheels look like a Ferris. A jeweler should be embarrassed. I took a palm and read it just like a tarot. I could detonate a bomb at the issue of any challenge.
For me.
Radio, man. It's 9:44. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, a little bit over 15 minutes left in the show, and we are waiting for our health and wellness expert to grace us with her presence to give the people her health and wellness tips for the year. I'm not on the Crown Apple tonight. I'm on the Specca right now. So anyway, Gina, it seemed to spark your interest about the question I brought up about the checking your significant's phone just because of it. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to know if you agree with two things. Do you A, agree with the fact of checking your significant's phone, or do you agree with the fact of the mindset of if you have nothing to hide, then I can look? Or neither. None of these. It's up to you. Let me know how you feel.
I'm going to go with probably both. I do believe if you don't have anything to hide, then you really shouldn't have anything to worry about. In my current relationship, let me just say that we do not lock our phones. However, we don't check each other's phones either, if that makes sense. There's not a feeling of a need to have to do that, which, you know, is a great feeling to have in a relationship, and I haven't always had that. I can't
so
say
you
that
would
I
check his phone though. You would check his phone.
in the current relationship that I'm in, no, I wouldn't. In past relationships,
okay.
Yes, and I have. And I fell victim to the adage of you go looking for things and you will find them. And
you won't find it. Damn right. You want to every time.
Yep.
Every time. Yeah, because I mean, I brought that up just for the simple fact that it's happening at a younger age now, because everybody has phones nowadays. You know, like I said, my nephew's 16 years old, and he came in the crib, you know, he was, you know, kind of head between the shoulders type deal or whatever. And it's like, yo, you know, it was good. And he let my wife know, you know what I mean? She let me know, and I was like, yo, this is starting already? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I guess
16 is a little young for that.
Thank you. This is all, and that's the point I was trying to raise. That's the main point I was trying to raise, that the age that this is happening at, you know, and for it to be as severe of an impact in a young person's day, you know, it's unfortunate that this is not an accepted practice, but this is, I would say, an encouraged practice through the social media. You know how they have all these memes or about you ever saw the joint where they had the cat following the little red dot on the bed, and then
they
had the caption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the laser. They're talking about this is what you like when you wake up and can't find your phone and you had your girlfriend or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame that this is the status quo of relationships nowadays. And I don't know how it goes across the board, across the spectrum of cultures, but I know as far as with our culture, this is starting to become status quo. You know, you got to lock your phone, got to keep changing your passcode because your girl's going to get into it or your man's going to get into it, and, you know, you got to keep hiding stuff, whatever. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, my wife has a lock on her phone. Yes, I have a lock on my phone. We both know each other's codes, but we do not invade each other's privacy. We still feel that there is some level of privacy that is necessary in order for you to have a healthy relationship. Not to say that you're hiding anything, but at the same time, yes, I have every right to check up on you, she has every right to check mine, but we don't go that route.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And not to say that keeping a lock on is just trying to prevent some kind of investigation or anything like that, but I mean, you know, for what it's worth, I might lose my phone. I'm not going to not have a lock on my joint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm protecting myself just on the grand scheme of things, not just from her, even though I don't have anything to have to hide from her, but just at the same time, I just think it's common sense to have a lock on your phone just in case, you know, things happen and it may come up missing. You know what I'm saying? Because it may have sensitive information in there that you don't want getting out, or you don't want to lose.
Absolutely.
For whatever the reason.
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, we've been together for a total of 11 years, been married for 8 years. So it's like, and for us to have that kind of trust with each other, it's like, either you trust me or you don't. And that's the angle that I'm taking with it. Either you're going to trust me or you're not. Don't let your insecurities come in the way of what we're trying to build.
Yeah.
Don't bring your luggage into this thing right here.
And
see what I'm
so
saying?
Disturbing. It's so disturbing to think that the 16-year-old mind
16.
Is having to deal with that type of pressure in
16.
Conjunction with all the rest of the pressures of life of being, you know, a teen and getting ready to go into that next phase. That's way too much.
You know what I mean?
That's way too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot, you know what I'm saying? And he's a good dude, and I know his character. Not saying in a subjective manner, because that's my nephew, but I know that's his character. You know what I'm saying? He's committed to something.
Right.
He's committed to something. You know what I mean? And but at the same time, it's like, you know, look, shorty. You know what I mean? You see the timestamp on it. You see the date, and these phones are smart now. That's what they call smartphones. They stamp the time and date these pictures were taken.
Everything.
Everything. There's a digital footprint for all of this stuff.
Absolutely.
So, and the fact that she saw it, and he explained to her, like, look, this picture was taken before me and you started dealing, it still wasn't enough.
that's a deeper insecurity that that individual is dealing with and is trying to mask it for whatever is going on situation right
there. Thank you. And that's what I'm trying to explain to her about insecurities, how they come into play at the most inopportune time. Inopportune time, I should say. You know what I mean? They'll show their colors when they're forced into a corner. See what I'm saying? And they, like I said, it was just unfortunate that he had to find out at this point in his life. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to school him, like, look, you know, you a ball player. You know what I mean? And you know, you on an honor roll. You got, you know, the 3.6, 3.5 or whatever in the classroom. I'm like, more of this stuff is yet to come. So, you know, it's just like, you know, not to say that you have to get used to this, but at the same time, you're going to have to get used to this. You know what I mean? This is sad reality, because there's going to be a lot of women you're going to come across that's going to have insecurities about themselves that they're going to take out on you because you're the next in line. You know what I mean? And it's just, that's just what it is.
Yes.
You know?
Well, before we end the show tonight, we got about 8 minutes left in the show now, but we are going to hear from our health and wellness expert, the beautiful Dee Dee Willingham.
Double D, what's happening with you, baby?
What's going on, family?
Hey,
I don't even want to do health and wellness right now. I really want to talk about what you guys just got finished talking about. Oh, my goodness, I've been waiting so long to have this conversation with people. Oh, my goodness. Health and wellness to be continued next Hump Day Wednesday, people. Let's drill down and focus in on what privacy, people, and that is a form of health and wellness, mental health and wellness, like you guys said. I'm so glad I heard a man say this. Yes, as adults and married people, we are due a measure of privacy. Not a measure of privacy for you to go do what you do because, oh, they trust me, I got as much, they ain't going to do this. But because I trust you, I know that at the end of the day, we still are individuals, though we are married and one, but we still have some measure of privacy with knowing that, you know what, at the end of the day, like you said, say, I got her code, she got my code. She can check my phone, I can check her phone because I trust her and love her and there's nothing going on. And that's the way it should be. But it shouldn't be no thing. You don't understand how many phones I have had. I had so many phones broken that I got to a point where I said, every next time a phone gets broken, I'm just going into the bank account without permission and get money to go buy a new phone because this doesn't make any sense. This is crazy.
Wrong answer.
I understand that might have been the wrong answer at that time, but it was the wrong answer to go into my phone, not only go into it, but break it, crumble it up.
That's right.
Hop on it, throw it on the ground, against the wall. Are you serious?
Oh, no, it's definitely the path to go into the account.
Yeah, that's, you know, so I'm like, say thank you for being that male voice that I needed, that I've been wanting to hear and wanting everyone else. But, you know, at the end of the day, you still have to have that measure of trust, too. You know, so, but it's not okay if you have ulterior motives. You know, make sure that they're pure. So, you know, have that mental health and wellness to say, you know, my motives are pure. Though, just like you said, I lock my phone because in the grand scheme of things, I could lose it. Or this could happen. I could forget it. I could drop it. I could do whatever. And, you know, you don't want everybody having access to your business in the grand scheme of things. It's not because I'm hiding something. And it's crazy that people's minds always go right there. You lock your phone. You lock your phone for what? Why you can't have my, I can't have my pass, you can't have my passcode. Really, I don't understand why you need it. It's not, I mean, especially if we're not married. Why do you need my passcode?
Preach.
That's crazy.
Preach.
Okay, I have not time for this privacy thing. But I'll just say this. I think that you give up your privacy when you get married, personally. That's why I'm still single. Bang.
That's why you're still single. Bang.
That's what I'm saying. And, and,
And hold on, DJ. I got him on this. A man got to talk to man on this one right here. That's to the untrained eye. You haven't been through this process yet in order to be able to have that kind of level of trust for a person in order to be able to accept that as a fact. You understand what I'm saying? Dude, you dig what I'm saying because you know what I'm saying? You married. You understand that, you know.
I might be untrained.
Even though
that's why I wear glasses. Bang.
Anyway. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, indeed, you feel me with no hands on this one. Is you know, even though that you guys are married, still is a certain level of, you know, not to say that you're doing anything, but it's just like, you know, okay, this is my phone, this is my set of contacts. You know, what I'm saying, half the people in the probably 80% of the people in there in my contacts you don't know anyway. So what the hell is the reason of me telling you who each and every one of them are? You will get bored by the time I get to the cave in my list. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, look, man, just let me have this. You know I'm not doing nothing. You know I'm coming home to you. You know everything is about you. So it's like, calm down. And the way I'm saying this, I have to accept the same thing.
Thank you.
As a man,
absolutely.
As a physical specimen, women are mental, men are physical. That's the yin and yang of relationships. As a physical specimen, as men are, we have to accept this. There's going to be other people in our phone that we may not know. And that's just the case. And it may be business. It may be connections. It may be something about what they're trying to do on the side. Yeah. Who knows? Not like that in a you know, sneaky manner. But, like, you know, maybe business on the side that they may be trying to do. Who knows? But anyway, yo, we got a minute and a half left. And, Didi, I just want to proclaim this to the world to know I love you like a sister because you always come to bat for your boy. When I'm in a corner and I'm boxed in and I'm swinging, then I got my back to the wall. You know how it is you about to get jumped. You got to put your back to the wall and you start swinging on anybody that comes in your direction.
Yeah,
Didi, you like the person that comes and get the cat in the sleeper hold. And we get it in. 2-5. We knock and we start knocking them out.
That's
good.
I'm holding you down. That's how we do
hey,
it.
That's so real.
You hold me down.
Always got
anybody that's ever been jumped before understands what I'm saying. Eat that cat.
That's Willingham. That's our dog.
What I
that
do.
Is
DD.
Don't get me wrong, but still, hold on.
Hey, good night, everybody.
What the what?
Yo, man, we'll be back. We'll see y'all on Friday, man. I'll see y'all on Monday if we have anything popping.
See him live. 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 See him live.